it comes from the heart. And it's just one of those things where we try and always build our relationships with people and try and help them on their way as well.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do if you don't have any love or care for your product. And that's the, that's the thing. It's all of our staff genuinely love what they do. So I do enjoy talking to our customers and getting to know them and helping them on their journey as to what they want.
Hello and welcome to the Off-Grid Down Under podcast and video series. I wanted to chat to Wayne. You're the manager of the Newcastle showroom.
Yeah, so Newcastle branch manager and assistant national sales manager now. So
I know it's a bit of a big deal.
It is, yeah. So from starting with the company 4 years ago to now Vaughan basically entrusting the day-to-day of the company with me, it's a pretty big experience and a lot of responsibility.
You look too young for that.
I'm only 35, but I have a wealth of experience behind me. So
yeah, tell us a bit about that.
So I grew up in Kakadu National Park, so I grew up in the bush, always been very, very independent. Ran away and joined the Navy quite young as well, so ran away for 6 years when I was 18. And then I've always just travelled around. I've always been very, very transient, much to my family's annoyance. Is, you know, I get sick of something and move on and move somewhere else. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But so you've got a massive, if you grew up in Kakadu, I mean, what's that like? That's not what somebody says often.
It is strange. And you do get strange reactions, especially from our customers. You know, they're talking about their experiences and where they want to go.
Yeah.
Take their caravans. And, you know, to tell them that I grew up in Kakadu and spent the first, you know, 17 years of my life there.
How did you end up in Kakadu? Like, what were your folks doing?
So my stepdad was a ranger and my mum was a chef. She worked at the Crocodile Resort in Jabiru, the big hotel that's shaped like a crocodile.
Yeah.
With my stepdad being a ranger, we moved all around the park. We actually lived up at Coburg for a little bit as well.
Oh, and
up at Coburg Peninsula.
Yeah.
My mum worked out at Seven Spirits Bay Resort, which is, that's pretty cool. All the staff there were all women because it's women's business country. Sure, Aboriginal culture.
Yeah, yeah.
So all of the staff out there were all women. We moved all around Kakadu itself. So lived down at Mereruva, up at the East Alligator. Spent a little bit of time in Jabiru, but yeah, most of it was out at the outstation. So
what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen up there? What weirdest, wildest?
Look, there's always some cool experiences that I've had, like all their little secret waterfalls and stuff that the general public doesn't get to see. Going across Kales, crossing in the back of a Land Cruiser, just, you know, half a dozen kids sitting in the back because we wanted to go fishing with our dads. And, you know, the entirety of Kales Crossing is just covered in crocodiles because that's where they all sit waiting for the fish to come up and downstream. And then obviously, fishermen fishing waist deep in water and there's a saltwater crocodile, like, you know, 2 or 3 meters away, but.
Oh my God. So your whole sense of safety.
Yeah. Look, I've always been, a little bit blasé when it comes to stuff. You know, I've got common sense when I need to, but
yeah.
It's, you know.
But when you grow up like that, like, you're desensitized straight away.
You very much so, yeah. But you've got that sense of, you know, well, crocodiles are the only animal in the world that actually terrify me because they follow you onto the land as well. So
yeah, that's right.
But yeah, always had a great sense of adventure, and I guess that's why I've always moved around, and, you know, that's why MDC is great because I get to travel around for work now all the time. So
how did you end up? So you ran from Kakadu, you went to the Navy, you were a chef in the Navy, is that
right? Chef in the Navy, yeah.
So you followed your mum's footsteps
I did, yeah, yeah. So followed in mum's footsteps. We have a long line of chefs in our family.
Oh, do you? That's nice.
Yeah, my grandmother and grandfather were both chefs as well, and I'm led to believe that their parents were chefs as well. So
broke the line.
I did. I broke the line. Moved all around. I was living in Perth, and this is the background story of how I ended up with MDC.
Cool.
So I was living in Perth at the time. My partner and I, we broke up. She got a...
It all ends good.
We're still friends. I moved up to Lake Argyle Resort, and that's where I met my now wife.
End well.
Yeah, so, after chasing her for a couple of months, and because she was only up there for one extra season, she'd been up there for 6 years, so she just came back for the season.
Where's Lake Argyle?
Very top of WA. So it's basically the first tourist stop as you come from the MT into WA. It's the biggest man-made lake in Australia.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, yeah. So it's got the big hydroelectric dam, so the Ord River Dam as well. So the Lake Argyle Dam is the hydroelectric that then feeds into the Ord River.
Yeah.
And the Ord River Dam's down near Kununurra. But yeah, so basically we were up there for another 4 years, and then she went, oh, it's time to come home. Do you want to move back to Newcastle? And I'd spent a bit of time in Newcastle from when I lived in Sydney with the Navy. And so we moved back to Newcastle. I worked for, this is a 3 month chapter of my life that I wish I could forget. I worked at Paul Drive Super Center as a warehouse manager.
Can we say why it was something you want to forget?
Just back then, they were just very, very unorganized to work for, basically.
That's so funny.
And you know, I was doing the job that they now fill with four staff. So
that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
So what one person doing the job that they now require four people to do.
Okay.
And being that MDC was right next door, so MDC was there first in Heatherbrake.
Yeah.
And then Four Wheel Drive Super Center moved in. And the manager at the time, he came over for a chat and was like, hey, I'm looking for a salesperson. Do you want to come over?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the rest is history, basically. So I started with MDC back in 2020, and now I'm still here.
Yeah, not just still here, like clearly, like really an instrumental part of the team and the management team.
Yeah, and it's good because, you know, as I said before, like Vaughan has entrusted me with a lot. Obviously, the day-to-day sales stuff for not just my showroom but the nation as well, alongside with Kevin Little.
Yeah.
He's based out of Adelaide, obviously.
Great guy.
He's a legend. And
you guys have a great relationship.
Absolutely brilliant relationship. And yeah. I have learned so much from him just in the last, you know, 2 or 3 years. And I look forward to working with him until he retires. He wants to retire early, so.
Yay, yay for you.
But, yeah, so then everything from having input into marketing and model development and just that day-to-day stuff, and but just bringing my sense of, you know, what the customers need and want, it's really, really helpful to Vaughan and our overall team. So.
That's probably my perception of you too. And when we do our meetings and stuff, like you actually really care about the customer. You really know the customer and you're listening and you take their suggestions and you take it to the company.
Yeah. And that is honestly one of my greatest assets. Like for someone that doesn't like people, like I get anxiety a lot.
You said that really well.
I've been doing it for a long time.
Someone in a major sales role. That's so funny.
I do enjoy talking to our customers and getting to know them and helping them on their journey as to what they want with what they want from MDC. So
tell us, I know about you, how much MDC means to you, but tell us and show us what MDC means to you.
So,
and why?
It's always, look. At MDC, it's basically a big family. Like my team, I've built a great team in Newcastle. Chris has been with me from the start. We now have Peter as well. Pete came over to us from one of our competitors.
That's always a good sign when people come across.
It is. And Pete's also got a military background, and I love hiring veterans. We do it in head office now. There's 3 or 4 veterans in our head office now as well.
Is that because of the discipline factor?
It is, and it's always one of my old employers. He said to me a long time ago. He's like ex-military. They're either a great asset to a business or they're a liability. So it's a 50-50 roll off the dice, basically. But I think all of the ex-servicemen that we have working for MDC, they're all great assets in their roles. But MDC for me is a family. Some people might call us a bit of a cult sometimes, but we're all very, very passionate about what we do and our products, and we get very, very protective of our development and the units that we bring out to the general public.
It just comes back to that care factor. Like people say that all the time, they throw it around. I mean, marketing and branding, you hear it all the time, but it's sincere with you guys.
It is, sincere. And it comes from the heart. And it's just one of those things where we try and always build our relationships with people and try and help them on their way as well.
Yeah.
And it's hard to do if you don't have any love or care for your product. And that's the thing. It's all of our staff genuinely love what they do. So
And I guess that's why you guys are at the top in the management role, so then it trickles down that culture.
And you basically, and it's something that I've always done And I've always tried to pass it on to our other managers and our staff as well, is you have to set the standard. So
yeah,
it's one of those very cliche things, but you know, don't walk past something that you want done and expect other people to just pick up on what needing to do it.
Yeah.
So if you set a good example for everybody,
yeah,
then that's where they will start setting that good example for themselves as well. And it's one of those unique things where, you know, I'm MDC for life. Yeah, so,
across your artery as well. It's pretty fresh. Right,
yeah. So yeah. That came about just before our Birdsville trip last year. Yeah. We were doing a four-wheel drive TV trip with Vaughn.
Yeah.
And it all started as a joke, and then the joke became a reality. And when I showed it to Vaughn, he was a little bit gobsmacked and speechless. But he definitely loves it, and he always says, you know, I'm MDC for life now. So
it's really wearing your heart on your sleeve.
It is, yeah.
Truly.
It is one of those things that, you know, customers see it and they love it and they think it's really, really cool. And even some of our staff, they still don't believe that I've got one. And then, you know.
And I think I tried to do that to him. I'm going, really?
It's the Melbourne guys, when I went down for the Bendigo show last year, they were, you know, whispered, does Wayne really have an MDT technically?
And they were going to ask you because you're a big man.
Yeah. And
they were going to hang shit on you.
I heard that one of the managers from Victoria was actually asking Tim, and it was just within earshot. So I just kind of, I extended my arm out because I had my jacket was covering it, and a tattoo kind of showed up. And
that's hilarious.
Yeah, they were gobsmacked by that as well. They were like, that's really cool.
I love that. And I've got to say, actually, you know, I've experienced a lot of different companies through my business, and customers that we have too, and their owners group that we have, are equally as loyal and dedicated. There's a very interesting ethos that runs through the blood of this place.
They are. Like we've got customers, Matt and Shirley Short, that came to Birdsville with us. They're coming in today. I also have a chat with you as well.
Oh, so fantastic. Yeah, I love them.
We have customers, and I was actually speaking to one of our other returning customers yesterday, and they've come back to look at the new Mark III models that we've got.
Yeah.
So the bigger battery power, the AC Plus, basically. So that's, you can run everything off of your batteries through the bigger inverters.
Yep, nice sales plug there, Wayne. Yeah, very classy.
Yeah, I'll try. Well, none of our competitors can do what we do with our batteries. So it's very, very unique in what James and his team have built in our vans as well. But I actually said to a customer yesterday, so Chris Aker, he and his wife came in, and basically they're looking at a new MDC. They need to sell their current MDC. But they said, you know, nothing else compares. And I said, well, you've got your MDC blinders on. And that's what once you experience the MDC product, nothing else compares to what we actually do. So,
and it's the team behind it as well. Like, it's the after sales care. I think that's why people have that attachment with the MDC owners group. Plus we go away. We do these take on trips, and the big Birdsville trip that you went on, I went on, you know, we're going again this year. Like, it's, they get an opportunity to be part of the family and actually be involved if they want to be.
Yeah, that was absolutely amazing. Like, we were away for 3 weeks, and that's a huge commitment for, you know, for the company alone. Like, we had staff out of their showrooms for three weeks.
Like 10 staff.
Then. Yeah, so we had 10 staff, and I think there were about 16 customers that came with us for that entire adventure out into the desert.
Yeah, that was awesome.
But yeah, that's just goes to show how loyal to the brand our customers are as well. And they're very, very committed to our product. And we take on board their thoughts and what they think we should change in our product as well.
Yeah.
And that's where we've ended up with the great units that we have today. So
yeah. Speaking of units, Wayne, you're quite a big unit yourself.
Thanks, Matt.
Tell us, which caravan do you fit in? Because you just couldn't buy any old caravan, did you?
So the guys like to say when I'm coming out of the Fort 9 and the 10 low profile, it's like a rhino giving birth. So I'm 6'5", like I am quite a big guy, but once you're inside those vans, they've got plenty of space for tall people. But the XT19 HRT that we're sitting in is definitely my favourite. I told Vaughn I wanted one the other day. He's like, you can borrow one.
Yes. That's another thing the company does too for the team is to say, so we get the camping experience. If anybody wants to borrow one and take one out, so they can actually speak from a first-hand experience about exactly what it's like, the opportunity is always there.
Yeah, very much so. And we have staff. They literally just have to email one of the senior managers, and we book them in so they can borrow one of our vans whenever they want. And it gives our staff that real-world experience. So it's hard to sell something to a customer if you haven't actually experienced it yourself.
It's the sincerity that I was talking about before.
Yeah.
If you've never been out, it's not sincere.
It's not, no. And that's something, I know you spoke to Chris earlier. Chris has had a couple of our camper trailers.
Yeah.
He wants to buy a Fort Nine now as well. So,
yeah. He takes his teenage daughter out, which is so cool.
Hayley, I've known Hayley for 4 years now, and she comes into the showroom and helps us out sometimes. So,
nice.
We want the beds made and stuff. It's Hayley's little chore for the day. So,
yeah. Oh, that's so good. And your wife's been part of the styling of the caravans this
year. She had a free day the other day, and we were needing all of our new styling stuff done for the van. Yeah. She went shopping for us.
So it really is, like, you know, we bang on about it, but it really is quite the family affair. Like, we get really involved. I know so many years ago when my late husband was, Steve Robson, was working with the company, I used to tag along all the time. And I always used to joke, for a woman from the city, I knew way too much about chassis and thicknesses on all steel and different grades. I just knew way too much. But it's the kind of thing that you get involved in.
It is, yeah. And Leah's coming to Birdsville with us this year. So
it's going to
be really good. And she's done a couple of trips away with us as well, where she absolutely enjoys camping and loves adventure.
Yeah,
So it kind of helps that I work for a caravan company as well.
It's like a dream job. Tell us then, before we wrap up, because you've travelled so much, what are some really unreal places for people to take these caravans to? Because these caravans can go anywhere.
They can, yeah.
So where are some of the more cool or remote spots that you know of that you think that's a great place to take a van?
So basically there's the top two trips that people do in Australia. So they either want to do Cape York or they want to do the Gib.
Yeah.
I've not spent much time up the Cape, but I lived in the Kimberley, so that's where the Gib River Road is.
Yeah, so good.
And so I've seen plenty of our caravans do that trip.
I've done that one.
Yeah.
Steve and I did that,
Brisbane to Birdsville to Broome.
That's how it went.
Cool.
And it was amazing, amazing.
The Gib River Road, so basically that's the pinnacle of off-road driving. The WA government's ruining it in the next couple of years. They're going to pave the entirety of the Gib River Road.
Why?
So pretty much from El Questro all the way through to Derby, it's going to be bitumised.
Is there thinking behind that?
It's because of all the rare earth mineral mines that are popping up along the Gib River Road now. So the mining companies have to maintain the road. And rather than grading it and doing that every 3 months, they kind of all just banded together and they're just going to bitumize the entire thing.
Still, it's going to really take away from
it. It is.
Because when you're up there, and you know what blew me away when I was up there, we're just driving past cattle station after cattle station. Yeah. I'm just reading names on the slides from these barrels. So that's a world famous cattle station.
Yeah.
One after the other after the other. And it was so remote and just so beautiful. And I think it's called the Leopold Rangers
across
the river. Like, it's just, you don't want thousands and thousands of people traipsing through there every day. It can't handle it.
No, so there's a few of my favourite spots out there, El Questro being one.
It's
that's
divine.
An absolutely beautiful spot.
Yeah.
Ellenbrae Station and Home Valley Station, they're absolutely stunning spots. But the movie Australia was actually filmed in the Kimberley. It was filmed at the Carlton Hill Station.
So it's
a big tabletop range, so it's a big tabletop mountain that they've got out there, and it's one of those just absolutely stunning spots that everyone goes out to see. I've done three trips around Australia now. On my first trip, I actually took my MDC soft floor up to Cape Levique. Yeah.
Oh, which kind of know that? Which have?
One of our soft floor deluxe ones. So the
really back in the day,
yeah, the old box trailer with the old soft floor.
They went everywhere. Those things. They were awesome.
They were bulletproof. It was sad to see that go, but we were moving back in the
people
city,
want so. Luxury. Oh yeah, I thought you meant that range, but anyway.
And as Melissa just said, people want luxury. And so we move away from the soft floors and the rear folds. And now we only just do, not only just do, but we do the Ford folds, our Robson XTT, named after Big Steve himself.
Yeah.
It's our biggest camper trailer. And Steve was a big character.
So. Yeah, he was a big unit too. You would have rivaled him. I think he would have been like, oh, wow.
I met Steve at a Melbourne, at a Sydney show many years ago. And he was just a lovely guy.
Yeah.
But then obviously Kakadu. So I know a few of the owners are heading back up to Kakadu next year as
well.
Yes. That's going to be absolutely
I invited myself.
I'll have to mark some secret spots on a map for you so you can find some nice swimming holes. So
I'm so excited to hear that. Thank you.
I'm very much looking forward to that trip that you're going up there with them. So
Yeah. And I'll shoot the whole lot, of course.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. Make me homesick.
100%. So where's your other top camping spot? You mentioned there were two.
And pretty much all of Tasmania.
So
if you can manage to find a spot on the Spirit of Tasmania and get your caravan or camper trailer over there,
it's the
entirety of Tasmania is great. So the Spirit, it's booked up to 6 months in advance. So if you were looking at going this Christmas, there's like a 90% chance that you're not going to get a van on there. So
I did that trip years ago in a combi.
Oh, nice. Yep. So we're heading over to Tasmania for the Launceston Boat and Caravan Show in September.
Oh,
so we've already got some vans booked in for that trip. So that's how far in advance we had to book.
Oh, that's exciting.
There, yeah.
Thank you so much. I know time is precious. There are customers like literally trying to beat down the door to get in here.
Yep.
Gonna let you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thanks. Pleasure.
I'm Chris. I've been with MBC Newcastle for 4 years. Started there in the warranty team, moved up into the sales team. I'm the assistant manager there. Yeah. I always liked the camping outdoor side of things. I was always handy for hands. And that's how I became in the warranty team and then fell in love with the brand and the company. So I just committed myself and went from there. Used to just go away camping in tents. I now actually own an MBC camper trailer. I've owned two of them. So I absolutely love the product. I had the Explorer and I recently upgraded to the Jackson. Like to go to the Watergans, to the local caravan parks up around Nelson Bay. Great beaches up there. Super kid friendly. I have a teenage daughter. Go away with her and she takes her friends with us. She likes to have Wi-Fi reception and hang out inside the camper trailer or go and play on the play stuff around the place. So yeah, she sort of does her own little thing and I just enjoy being outside. I love hearing back from the customers after they've gone out and they've had a few trips. They come back and tell me how much they enjoy the product, how user-friendly it is, and how much fun they're having out there.
We really hope you enjoy listening in. Be sure to follow MDC on all of our socials. And if you want to like and share and visit the MDC website to find more of our upcoming episodes, we'd really love that. See you off grid.